This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New York City will require nearly all municipal workers to get vaccinated by September or undergo weekly coronavirus test. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the vaccine mandate starts September 13th.
Every single city employee will be expected to be either vaccinated or be tested weekly. This means everybody.
He says the city tried purely voluntary for over half a year and every form of incentive. The limit was reached. It's time for more mandates, and he's urging the private sector to do the same.
This is about our recovery. This is about what we need to do to bring back New York City. This is about keeping people safe.
De Blasio says 71% of adults in the city have had at least one dose of the vaccine. Julie Walker, New York.
California has also implemented similar measures, according to the Associated Press. And Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of coronavirus infections. This is just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. The United States served notice Monday that it will keep existing COVID-19 restrictions on international travel in place for now due to concerns about the surging infection rate because of the Delta variant. It was the latest sign that the White House is having to recalibrate its thinking around the coronavirus pandemic as a more infectious variant surges across the U.S. and a substantial chunk of the population resist vaccination. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is en route to India for talks with the country's prime minister and senior officials. He's expected to arrive in the evening. He wants to discuss strengthening the Indo-Pacific engagement seen as a counter to China. Washington has long viewed India as a key partner in efforts to blunt increasing Chinese assertiveness in the region. He'll also bring up New Delhi's recent human rights record. Opponents of India's ruling Hindu nationalist party have accused it of squashing dissent and discriminating against Muslims and other minorities. The first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law has been found guilty and on Tuesday in a ruling condemned by human rights activists. The Hong Kong High Court handed down the verdict in the case of 24-year-old Tong Ying Kit. He's accused of driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers while carrying a flag bearing the protest slogan on July 1st last year, a day after Beijing imposed sweeping national security legislation on Hong Kong following months of anti-government protests in 2019. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy. Even before Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces not fighting on their behalf. And Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now about 2,500. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani provides a little more detail.
That does not mean that all U.S. troops will be leaving Iraq. There are about 2,500 or so there right now. They will shift strictly to training and advising Iraqi forces.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani speaking to reporters at an Oval Office session with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi. Biden said that his administration remained committed to a partnership with Iraq, a relationship that has been increasingly complicated by Iranian-backed Iraqi militia groups. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.